I'm not going to stand because I don't have nothing to read. I've got to take you through this. Revelation chapter number 8 is where we're going to be, but we're going to be Revelation chapter number 8, chapter number 9, chapter number 10, chapter number... Man, it goes all the way through a bunch of them in there. But here's the thing. We're going to have to go back and get what we need in weeks to come, but we've got to do it this way. I don't know no other way to do it. I want you to get this, all right? Back up. We was 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the seven seals. Do y'all remember that? We had the seven seals, but we only got to five of them. And I said the sixth one was on your paper. Go home, study it, read it, figure it out, study it for yourself, learn that word. So that was the sixth seal. Well, tonight we come to the seventh seal. And when you come to the seventh seal, and when God, and when Jesus Christ, God Himself, opens this seventh seal, what I want you to know tonight is this tonight. When He opens that seventh seal, there's going to be seven trumpets that's going to come forth. And when that seventh seal is open, there are going to be seven trumpets that come forth, and them seven trumpets are going to be blown. And when them seven trumpets are blown, I'm going to show you tonight what happens there. If you've never studied Revelation, you fix and understand some things. We got seven seals, we got seven trumpets, and on that last trump, there's going to be seven vials, or you can translate it back, seven vials that's going to be opened, and we'll do that later on. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk about the seventh seal that is open. And to talk about the seventh seal, you must know the seven trumps. You've got to do the seven trumps. So that's what we're going to do tonight. The seventh seal is being opened, and when it is opened, the seven trumps come forth. The Bible says, and I'm just going to go down through here with you tonight, that John said that when the seventh seal was opened, there was a silence in heaven. Before a major storm, you and I have heard the phrase, there is a silence before the storm. You've heard that. The meteorologist, he'll say, there's a storm coming, beware, be alert. And you look out, and I'm talking about the wind ain't blowing, ain't nothing going on. It's just a very calm day. And old Matt Lobhan, he's having a fit, telling you, seek cover, get somewhere, and you look out and you're like, man, why do I need to get anywhere? There's nothing going on. The birds are chirping, everything's pretty, everything's going good, and everything's just like it should be. You know, that's the way it's going to be when this happens. People, they're going to be saying, take cover, and they're going to look around, they're going to say, the Lord ain't coming, ain't nothing going to happen. Hey, the birds are chirping, everything looks good, everything is still the way it should be. But then all of a sudden, when He opens that seal there, I want you to know things are going to get bad. But tonight, there's seven angels that are about to sound their trumps of judgment. If you'll turn with me there, and you don't have this on your paper, but I want to give it to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, in verse number 8 tonight, I want to share this with you. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 8, we're talking about when that trumpet will sound and that judgment will come forth, when them seven trumps will sound. And tonight you say, preacher, what happens when that trump is sound? In 1 Corinthians 14 and 8, the Bible says, for if the trump give off an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? So in the book of Revelation, He's done told us to get prepared for the battle that's coming, and to get prepared for that is to do this. If you're saved, you'd already are prepared. Amen. If you're saved, washed in the blood of Jesus, you are already prepared for that to take place. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 1, the Bible says, and when He had opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumps. And we're going to go down with them seven trumps here. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, and he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. That is the prayers of the saints tonight. You think your prayers don't mean a whole lot. Folks, tonight when He releases that, there are going to be thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes, and these seven angels which had the seven trumps prepared themselves to sound. Here we are. We find ourselves here in verse 6 and verse 7 with the first trump. Then the first angel sounded, and there followed this. The first trump, when it sounded, the first angel, he blowed that trump there, and it brings literally hail and fire mingled with blood. Literally, when he blows that trump, there is going to be hail that's going to fall from the sky. There's going to be fire mingled with blood. It will destroy the vegetation in the world that we know, farming and food supplies, and a third part of trees will be burned up in all green grass, if you read your text there. All that green grass is going to be burned up. Can you imagine that a third of that's going to be burnt up when that hail starts falling, that brimstone, all this starts taking place? Can you imagine being left behind? Can you imagine being in that place in your life? Can you imagine that your loved ones would go through that? Can you imagine that? I can't tonight, but I know when that first trumpet is sounded, I want you to know that it's literally going to rain down this hail and fire mingled with blood. It will destroy, I've done said that, the vegetation, the farming, and the food supply. A third part of trees will be burned up. And Joel said in Joel chapter number 2 and verse number 30, he prophesied this, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. When that first trumpet is blown there, when that seventh seal is open, I want you to know that it's going to be chaotic in the world that we live in. We've done come up to the seventh seal here, and we've seen all kind of death. We've seen all kind of things that's going to take place. But can I say to you, the end still ain't nowhere near. Folks, I want you to know when that first trump is sound, I want you to know it's going to be getting bad. By the time we get to the end of this, I want you to see how bad it's really going to get. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 8 and verse number 9. After that first trump is sounded, and we see this that's going to be taking place, and a third of all the green grass is going to be gone. The second trump is going to be sounded. That second trump is going to be sounded, and that'll be a great, it says this in verse 8 and 9, and the second angel sounded as it were a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life, they died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed that were in the sea. Get this tonight. I want you to get this. When that second trump is sounded, there's going to be a great mountain that's going to be burning with fire that's cast into the sea. When this is cast into the sea, there's going to be a third of all the sea, all the wildlife that's in that sea there, all that marine life that's there, there's going to be a third of that that's going to die when that hits that water. Can you imagine the stench that's going to be there? Can you imagine all these animals are going to be floating up? Can you imagine them coming to shore? Can you imagine? I can't wrap my mind around this, how God's going to do this, but I know He's going to do it because the Bible tells me so. But tonight I want you to get this. And when He destroys that, all these sea creatures are going to die, and one third of ships will be destroyed. Can you imagine all the dead that's going to be floating in the sea? I want you to think about a third of all these ships that's going to be destroyed. That's going to be battleships. That's going to be ships that bring in goods, that takes out goods. It's going to be chaotic in the world that they live in. Let me say that at that moment. A third of wildlife in that marine life is going to be dead. Can you imagine that tonight? When that second trump is sound and the seventh seal is open and the first trump is sound, the second trump is sound, and then we see in verse 10 and 11 the third trump. That third trump. And as every one of these trumps are being sounded, it's going to get, and this is just my language, it's going to get worse and worse. It's going to get worse and worse. And here's the thing. You say, preacher, why didn't he just do one trump? Why didn't he just do one trump and do it like that? Because he's still giving people time to repent. He is still giving people time to be saved. He is still showing them grace. He's still showing them mercy. He's still showing them love. You're talking about a gracious God. You're talking about a God that's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Man, I'm telling you, that's the God we serve tonight. We see the first trump and the second trump, and then we see then verse 10 and verse number 11, that third trump that's going to be sounded. Look what he says tonight. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountain of the waters. And the name of the star is called, get this tonight, Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Tonight, that third trump, when it is sounded, there's going to be a great star, meteor. I don't know what it's going to be. A lot of folks have different Commentaries have different things they think it could be. I'm telling you this, there's going to be a great star fall. That's what my Bible says. Amen? He said there's going to be a great star that's going to fall from heaven, and when it falls, it will fall upon one third of the rivers and the water supply. And it's going to have a name for that, and it's going to be called wormwood. And that would be bitter or undrinkable water. There'll be no water supply there. They'll be bitter or undrinkable. Do you know when you go out into the ocean and there's salt water out there, you can't drink that? You know you can't drink that. People get out there and they get lost out at sea and they die of dehydration. They have no water. Water all around them, but they can't drink it. When they get water all around them and they can't drink it, can you imagine this? Water all around them and they're thirsty because they can't drink the water's there because it's bitter. It'll kill you. You know what tonight? There's only one water you can drink, and that's that living water tonight. Amen? That gives you life. That gives you hope and gives you peace tonight. He says this, that water would cause convulsions and it would even paralyze you. Proverbs 5:4 says, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. So we go on from the first trump to the second trump, the third trump, and now we're at the fourth trump. And all of this is in the seventh seal. A lot of information, but a lot of good information. It's in the seventh seal, and you're going to the fourth trump. And look what he says here in verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it. A third of the day is dark. Man. And the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice. I want to stop right there. And on this fourth trump, the sun, the moon, and the stars are affected by this judgment. By this judgment, the sun that we know, the moon that we know, the stars that you see at night will be affected by this judgment. When that fourth trump is sounded, it's going to get dark. You said, preacher, I thought we done been through so much, I thought it was already dark. Oh, dark ain't got there yet. Dark ain't got there yet. Let me give you this. With all that is going on, the dust, the smoke, and the debris that's going on from the other ones that's done been blown, all this is going on, it will cover the sun and will produce fear by taking away a third of the light from heaven. Tonight, do you know what a lot of folks, including myself, is afraid of? Darkness. Darkness. They don't like to be in the dark. I don't like to be in the dark. I don't like darkness. That's why I got saved. I'm in the light. I like to be in the light. Amen? But can you imagine the darkness that this is going to put out? You're going to have no sun. There's nothing going to grow. You're going to have no vegetation. There's nothing going to grow. It's going to be dark. A third of that's going to be dark. The stars, the moon, and even the sun there. But you say, preacher, can it get any worse? And I want to say this to you tonight. We've got four trumps that's been sounded, and they ain't even brought attention to the word woe, woe, woe. He said, you ain't seen nothing yet. All the seals that's been opened, all the way down to the fourth trumpet, he said, that ain't nothing compared to the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. And he gives three words for it. Woe, woe, woe. John said, whoa, boys. I'm fixing to tell you and show you something that blowed my mind that I seen. He said, preacher, do you believe that Bible? I believe it from cover to cover. I believe it from front to back. And he said, we ain't seen nothing yet. Look with me, if you will, in chapter number 9, verse 1 and 2, 1 through 12, we're not going to hit it all. You can go home and go through that tonight. Chapter 9, verse 1 through 12. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts. Get this tonight. That's what we're fixing to talk about. He said to come out of that pit that's been bound out. Did you know tonight that there are some angels that got kicked out with Lucifer that don't have no free reign? They're still bound down. They're still under bondage. They're still locked down. They don't have freedom. They're still been locked down. They don't roam the earth. Them angels don't roam the earth. If they did, we'd be in a chaotic mess already. They ain't had free reign yet. They're fixing to get loosened here in just a minute. But you know them angels ain't even been loosened yet. They ain't even got their chains took off of them yet. When they got cast out of heaven, they got chained up. They got bound down, and they've not been loosened yet. And when you get in this book, man, I'm telling you, there's some things going to happen. And that's going to tear things up. And he says tonight that there's great locusts. I want to show you these locusts tonight that's in this book. I want to show you this, what he explains here tonight. And he said, there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. 144,000 that's going to be sealed, they will not be affected by these locusts. The ones that here that does not have that seal, they're in trouble. The fifth trumpet, the bottomless pit is open, and locust was released with power. They were commanded not to hurt the grass or anything green, but torment those without the seal of God in their forehead for 5 months. He said, for 5 months, you've got free rein to torture them. For 5 months, you've got free rein to torture them. If you were being tortured tonight, could you go 5 minutes? No, I'd want it over. Can you imagine 5 months? Get this tonight. They will bring pain, but not death. Chapter 9 and verse number 7 gives you the appearance of the locust. On the back of your paper, I got it here. Well, mine's folded, but I want to give you the appearance of these locusts. Y'all know what a locust is. Is anybody scared of a locust right now? No. Put your foot on, smush it. Are you scared of anybody here? No. No. But you look at these. They're shaped like little horses prepared for battle. Their heads, golden, crown-like objects that's on their heads. Their hair is of women. Their teeth as of lions. 5 months, son, this is going to be going on. 5 months, this is going to be going on. People are going to be tortured by these. Their breastplate is of iron. Their wings sound like many chariots of horses in battle. And their tails are like scorpions. You won't be able to, the person that's left behind won't be able to handle it. There's no way they can defeat them. Chapter 9 and verse number 11, we not only see their appearance, but in chapter 9, verse number 11, we see the king that is over them. These locusts have a king that is over them to torture man for 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Tonight, that word tonight, Abaddon, means destruction. They're there to destruct. They're there to destruct. Apollyon means destroyer. They're there to destroy. 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So I ain't getting nothing out of this, preacher. You ought to be thankful you ain't got to go through it. The sixth trump, look with me in verse 13 through 19. The sixth trump in chapter 9. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trump. Do y'all remember what I just told you about them angels that has been bound up for years? Satan's angels that's been bound up for years, that's not been loosened. I don't want to give him a whole lot of praise in this place, and I don't want to give Satan a whole lot of authority in this place. But if you see him as a little man wearing a little old hat and pointed ears and a pitchfork, you got the wrong idea. If you see him as somebody that's going to toy with you and play with you, you got the wrong idea. There's nothing more than he wants than every one of us to spend eternity in hell with him. And the ones that's going to have to stick it out through the tribulation period to make it, they're going to go through some things, and he's going to make sure of it. Tonight, I want you to know this. His greatest, greatest attack he has on a person tonight is this, for not being saved. Don't worry about it. You got plenty of time. You got plenty of time to get it right. They've been talking about this tribulation for years. It ain't came. They've been saying he's coming, and all the old preachers said it. doesn't mean they're wrong because he ain't come back. That don't mean they're wrong. That means God's sovereign. I mean, he's holding back for some reason right now. But he said, I want you to go to the great river, the Euphrates. There's four rivers flowing out of Eden. And Euphrates is one of them. I wished I'd have paid attention in school, Sister Keela. Now I have to go back and do it now. And I learned that in school, but I didn't pay attention. And he said, I want you to go, and I want you to unloose them four angels that's in the Euphrates. Preacher, you think they're there now? What's your Bible say? You got to take it literal, or you can't take none of it literal. You got to take it just like it says it, or you can't take none of it. No. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all true. What he says tonight. Man, when I read this, it's, whoo, man. 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trump, loose them four angels, which are bound in the great river, the Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I want to read what I got on my paper here. Four angels and their army that are bound in the Euphrates River is loose to kill a third of the earth. That's Bible. The Euphrates is one of the four rivers that flowed from the Garden of Eden, where the war started. In the Garden of Eden is where the war started. When Adam disobeyed God, he was cast out. Him and Eve was cast out of the garden. Folks, tonight I want you to get this. Where the war started and rebellion against God. We're no different tonight. When you start rebellion against God, you be careful. You say, preacher, I don't listen to me tonight. He's a just God in what he does. If he punished Adam for rebellion, he'll punish Brother BJ for rebellion. He has it one way. He don't have it 10 different ways. He has it one way. And look what he says tonight. These angels will lead a huge demonic army. 200,000,000 will go to battle on horse-like creatures that have heads like a lion and mouths that spew forth. And here's how they're going to kill. Here's how they're going to kill. They're going to kill, if you'll find this in verse 17 as you go on down through the end of the verse, through the chapter. They will kill with fire, smoke, and brimstone. I don't know this, but I've heard this. Being burnt to death is awful. When somebody dies in a fire, it's awful. But I also heard this, not being able to breathe is awful. Dying that way is awful when there's no, you can't breathe. You can't get no air. They smother. Tonight, when that sixth trump is sounded, they're going to take people out with fire, smoke, and brimstone, which is a third of the population that will be left at that time. We have the sixth trump. Now, we go to the seventh trump. And y'all know this ain't me. Man, I like to be wide open, wired back, but you can't be. Because God is so gracious in this. I want you to look. Woe, woe. But the last woe is awful. He said, is it going to get worse than the first two? Oh, yes. That third woe is awful. Look with me, if you will, to the seventh trumpet here. 11, Revelation 11, 15 through 19. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give Thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned, and the nations were angry, and Thy wrath is come. In the time of the dead, and they should be judged, and Thou shouldst give reward unto Thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear Thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth, or corrupt the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven. There was seen in the temple the ark of His testament. There were lightning and voices and thunderings, and an earthquake and great hail. The seventh trump, when it is sound, will open the seventh bowl or vial, whichever way you want to say it. Judgment begins, which is the wrath of God. Revelation 16, this will be for another study. Revelation 16, when you go there, you'll see these that went forth, these vials that are going to be poured out. I do not have... Man, we'd be here another hour going over these vials that's going to be poured out upon the folks that are left, upon the world, the earth, the world that's left behind. Let me give you this, though. If you go to Revelation 16, he says, and I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. He said, preacher, we just come. He ain't poured it. We ain't seen nothing yet. Gracious, 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 great. Man, people don't want to hear this. Why? Because they have their world set up here. They don't think they're going to leave here one day. You're either going to leave here by death or the rapture. And the first went, and I'm going to stop here because I don't want to get into it tonight. And he poured out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And we'll stop there. There's vials to come. That's another study. But tonight, when the trumpets sound, the world as you and I know it will definitely be turned upside down. Tonight, if you ever wonder if your salvation is worth it, it's worth it all. If you ever wonder if, man, following Jesus is worth it, it's worth it all. I am so thankful that we live in that age of grace. When them vials are poured out, it's going to be a time. We have the seven, and I want to go back on that before we close. The seven seals, we went over a couple weeks ago. And at the seventh seal will be the seven trumpets. And at the seventh trump, there's going to be seven vials that's going to be opened up. Seven. Seven, seven, which is perfect completion. Did you know God don't do nothing unless it's perfect? He don't halfway do it. He don't almost do it. He does it perfect. And for those that have corrupted the earth, when He pours it out that last time, it'll be perfect. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that I don't have to go through that tonight. I'm so thankful. There's times, man, I get on a pity party. We all do. We all get on one. If you don't, wait tomorrow, you'll have to be on one, I promise. We all get on a pity party. And we all think, and we do have it bad. We don't have it nothing like going to happen. When I read that, man, that got all over me. See, preacher, what does that do to you? It makes me want to witness more. It makes me want to share the good news more. We'll go back and pick up some things in between them verses as we go. But tonight, Revelation has been good to me. Brought my memory where it needs to be. It's brought yours where it needs to be. It shows me just how good a God we serve. How He's given them time and time and time again. And all I can think about is me, the times He gave me time and time and time again to escape the wrath that will be poured out. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for your word. Father, I thank you that it's wrote down. All we have to do is read it. Father, I thank you it's written down. All we have to do is obey it. I thank you all it's done been written down. All we have to do is accept it. I'm not here to defend the word. I'm just here to preach it. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. And Lord, I thank you tonight that word speaks to my heart in a mighty way. And even though there's destruction in the book of Revelation here for the saved person, we can see the grace of God all over it. How you keep on and you keep on giving men chances. And Lord, I pray this week as we go out, Lord, I pray we be the light that you've called us to be. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for everyone that's gathered here tonight. And Lord, I pray your spirit just have its will and way in this place. Father, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love on somebody.